I won't be close to you immediately, okay? So, a couple of weeks ago, we read a story about Abraham and about how God asked Abraham and Sarah to go a long way away, to just move away from where they lived and go somewhere else and live somewhere else. Do you remember that? Were you here? Maybe many of you all might not have been here when you did that. But today we have a story about their son, Isaac. Okay? Isaac, God asked Isaac to do something very special. And so we're going to read a story about that. Okay? Here it is. When God had called Abraham to leave Ur, that's where he lived before, he promised to make him the father of a great nation. And he promised Abraham a son, a little boy. And so men and so many descendants, they would be as hard to count as the sand, as the stars in the sky. Have you ever tried to count the stars in the sky? Yeah, that's not a lot of stars, isn't it? Huh? Yeah, he's going to. That's the idea. He's going to have a big family. Through the long years of waiting, night after night, Abraham looked up at the stars and remembered God's promise. At last, when Abraham and Sarah were both old and had almost given up, Isaac was born. When Sarah looked at her baby son, she was so happy that she laughed for joy. And the years passed, and Isaac grew up tall and strong. Then God decided to test Abraham. Abraham, he said, I want you to go take Isaac, your only son, whom you love so much, to the land of Moriah, and offer him to me as a sacrifice. That was really scary. Abraham could hardly believe these cruel, mean words. Could God really want him to kill his son after God's promises? But Abraham had learned always to trust God and obey him. So early the next morning, they set off. Isaac carried the wood, and Abraham had a knife and hot cinders to start the fire. They traveled 3 days. Abraham could not bear to think what he had to do when the journey was over. But he said nothing about it to Isaac. They were nearly at the place when Isaac said, Father, we have wood and fire to offer to God, a sacrifice, but where is the land? Abraham swallowed hard and he said, God will provide the land. And when they reached the place, the altar was built and the wood piled on top. Abraham tied Isaac's hands and laid down on God. He raised the knife to kill him. But just at that moment, God called out to him, Abraham, stop! Don't touch the boy. I know how much you trust me. I know you will obey whatever I ask. Look in the bushes. You will find a ram caught by its horns. Sacrifice that. So Abraham freed his trembling son. Thankfully and joyfully, they sacrificed the ram and roasted it on the altar. And God repeated all of his wonderful promises and blessings. And when Abraham was put to the test, he obeyed God. Gosh, that's scary. That's a scary story. Sometimes the Bible has scary stories. But the story means that God, you can always trust God. He's not against you. He's always for you. Is that right? God always loves you. He always cares about you. God is never wants to hurt you. God's always going to help you. Does that make sense? Okay, then let's pray to God. I'll say words and you say, Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for taking care of me. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.